At the U.S. Grains Council, the mission is very simple.
We are doing everything we can to increase exports.
But the council's chairman, Ron Gray, who is also a farmer in southeast Illinois, says there are some challenges to getting that done, both long and short term. First, in the short term, this huge corn harvest does mean we have lots to sell, yes, but selling it and moving it is a challenge in itself.
Especially coming off of 2013 was an excellent year, so then you put a bumper year on top of that, and we do have some problems now that we are not accustomed to handling.
But the problems are being made worse by long-term challenges in moving grain from field to storage to ports. Gray told us the U.S. did have the best transportation infrastructure in the world.
That is being more compromised as time goes on. Much of our infrastructure is old, needs upgraded. And then we have the competition in the northern Corn Belt from oil production that is taking up rail transportation that normally might move grain in a timely manner. So we need more transportation, more efficient transportation, and those are problems that do face our industry, especially in a large crop year such as this.
And it's more than just not being able to get grain moved by rail, more than just antiquated river transport systems. Gray says when you take it all together,
we are limiting our possibilities to deliver grain in a timely manner and being the supplier that everyone is confident can deliver on time.
Losing, as he puts it, our competitive edge. But there are other challenges to boosting grain exports. One big one, what's going on in China? Now, it's been over a year since China began rejecting U.S. corn shipments because some of those might contain biotech varieties not yet approved by China. In one case, the approval process has already taken over 4 years, still going on. Some reports suggest U.S. agriculture has lost almost $3 billion because of that. Ron Gray told me he thinks China will eventually have to relent. For this reason,
we think ultimately their economy has demands for food ingredients, feed ingredients that will come to the U.S. to meet them. This past year, Milo became a big item for them to import, and this is a substitution for the corn they did not take. So we think the demand is there, and over time, the resolution will be made to these trade interruptions and free flow of grain back into China will occur.
Meanwhile, as Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack put it, negotiations and discussions continue.
Trying to get China to take a more reasonable position.
But that could take a while, so that's another challenge facing the U.S. grain industry. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.